In this video, I will talk about the number one reason why most people don't achieve their goals or don't make the progress in life that they want to make, that they desire to make. And if this is you, if you're watching this right now, you are in for a treat, because this advice can potentially change your life and change the results that you'll be getting in your life. Because what most people do, including myself, I was a victim of this myself as well, is we live in our heads and we don't really apply what we know in real life. We don't take massive action, not to the skill that we should take it in order to achieve our goals. Most of it is still stuck in our heads. So what we see a lot is that people have certain ambitious goals. They want to build a business. They want to grow an audience, become an influencer. They want to lose weight or build muscle mass, become a professional musician. They want to get a promotion, something worthwhile, something ambitious. But that's only in their head. They're only thinking about ideas. They only are making plans. They're only writing down possible ideas to get there and to achieve that goal. Now, of course, to a certain extent, this is a good thing, because before you want to achieve something, before you can achieve something, you need to have some sort of a minimal version of a plan. You need to have some sort of direction, what actions you can take in order to get there. But then the execution part, that is really, really important. Now, you may be watching this and you may think like, hey, I'm already taking action. I'm already doing well. But here's the thing. I thought that as well. Well, in fact, I wasn't at all. That's because most people trick themselves. Most people trick themselves. And this is simply a cognitive bias that we have. It's a flaw in our thinking that most of us have. And we don't take action on a skill that we actually should take action. So let's pick an example. I know so many people who talk about businesses they want to start, or ideas that they want to execute on, or plans that they have made for their future on how to improve their lives. But then a week later, they have new plans, new ideas. And a month later, they again have new ideas on how to get there, or their plan is even more detailed, more structured, but there is still no progress. There is still no progress being made, no actual results gained by their actions that they didn't take. So that is a real problem. That's a real problem for a lot of people, because the problem really is that if we make plans and if we think about our goals and if we envision it, visualize it, or if we simply talk about our goals, we get these dopamine and endorphins, these feel-good hits already. We already feel good when we talk about our goals. We already feel good when we make plans for our ideas, or when we even come up with ideas. We already feel like we are winning. We already feel like we are making progress. But this is a fallacy, because this is still something that is in our head. It's still something that is not real. We still haven't built it yet. We still haven't achieved it yet. We still haven't made any progress towards it. But we already get rewarded in the form of dopamine and endorphin hits, those feel-good hormones. We already get rewarded by it simply by thinking about our goals, by talking about our goals, by writing down new ideas and expanding the plans that we've made. So this is really something that can destroy the progress that you have and destroy the goals that you've set for yourself. Now, unfortunately, this is a problem that is way too often, way too common, and I see this with people all around me all of the time, but including myself. I was a huge victim of this when I first started building my own business, because when I was first starting to build it for the first few months, I wasn't really building at all. I was simply writing down more ideas, making a more detailed plan of action. I was simply consuming more content about how to build a business. I was not really building something. I was not really doing something. I was not really getting actual results. But still, I felt like I was really productive, because I was making plans. I was gathering new ideas, new approaches on how to achieve my goal. But I was also consuming more content on how to build a better business. But if you consume only more content, that doesn't mean you are actually really making progress. You're still not building anything. Of course, you need like a baseline level of knowledge, but it's not about consuming more books, more courses, in order for you to start actually applying some of those ideas, some of the plans that you've made, the ideas that you've gathered, because that really is the cure all. Action, massive action. Even though you, at this point, if you're watching this, you don't feel ready to take action, that is totally fine. You will never feel ready to take action. The timing will never be perfect. Never, I can guarantee you that, never be perfect to start something that is worthwhile, start something that is ambitious, maybe even a little bit risky. There is never a perfect time. The only perfect time is right now. Because if you can just simply start by taking action, a real form of action, so not another business plan, not more ideas, not more books, not more consuming content to learn how to do this, no. Just do something. For when this video is done, just do something on the ambitious goal. Take some action on the ambitious goal that you have for yourself, this vision that you have for yourself. Simply start doing something, even if it's just half an hour, writing a blog post, making a video, I don't know, calling someone, calling a potential customer, calling a potential client, whatever it is that will bring you further. Going for a run if you want to lose weight, buying better, healthier food, whatever it is, take real action and get out of your head. Notice, trap yourself on this. This is important. Really catch yourself when you are thinking about your goals, thinking about your projects, thinking about your new ideas and how your life will be like in the future if you achieve your goals. Catch yourself when you are thinking about this and not following it up with immediate action. Because thinking about it can be good if you use it as new motivation to take action immediately. But not if you just use it as a way to feel good about yourself, to feel productive about yourself, and this all happens very subconsciously. But catch yourself doing this, because if you do this, then you will actually start to notice how often this happens in your brain, in your mind. It's really amazing, and it's so simple. You know, it's so simple for me to say, hey, what you need to do if you want to achieve your goals, take action. I mean, what's that for kind of advice? You know, it's really simple advice. But it's so true. It's so true. And most people just, they conflict taking action, or they think they are taking action while they are still only in their head, where they are still only consuming more content instead of producing something, where they still are only talking about ideas, thinking about new ideas, writing down a plan, all those kinds of things. Drop all of that. Drop all of that and start taking action. You will make more progress by just half an hour of taking massive action compared to all the things you did before that. If you just start doing, if you just start implementing all the things you know, all the things you've already read, all the things you've already got from courses or whatever you're consuming, you will see more results and even learn more in the process as well. And this is so powerful that you can see how passionate I am about this, because this is what has changed my life. My eyes really opened when I found out first that instead of just taking massive action and exposing myself through these kind of videos, for example, before that I was only living in my head. So for me, when I started building Personal Growth Lab, what actually happened was that I was thinking about how my life would be in the future if I would have built Personal Growth Lab, if it would be a total success, how many people I would have impacted, how my life would be like, the freedom I would have created, the impact that would have on my life. I was thinking about that, visualizing it, and already feel good about it. Already feeling good while I didn't take any action, but simply thought about how my life would be like in the future if I would build a successful business, Personal Growth Lab in this case. So here is really the big fallacy, because we trick ourselves into feeling good without having taken any action. So if we can let ourselves feel good without taking action, why should we then even take action? Why should we even do that? Because action involves energy, it involves time, it involves an investment of maybe money or other resources. It involves something that could be considered as like something negative, because you are losing energy, you are losing time in a form, you are maybe losing money in a form, and it doesn't necessarily make us feel a lot more better or a lot better compared to just thinking about our goal, visualizing it, or maybe even talking about it, get that social feedback, that social validation from your friends. Hey, cool man that you're starting this business. Great job, I wish you all the best. Those kind of things, they all make you feel good, so you can live completely in your head. You are totally just consumed by the idea of starting something in the future and the idea of how your life will be like in the future. And this is such a big trap that I suffered from as well. But then I realized it after a while of starting this business, starting it, well, not really building it, hey, I still don't have any results. I still don't have videos online, like videos like this one. I still don't have any products, any courses. I still haven't written any blog posts. My social media following is not really that large. Hey, wait a minute, I'm not really as good as I thought I was all that time in my head. Now, what most people then do is they simply drop the goal because this is such a hard confrontation for them that they are not at the level that they want to be or think they are, which was exactly my case as well, that most people just drop their goal and then they failed. They failed on their goal. Well, actually, they haven't even started. They haven't even implemented a massive action plan, or they haven't even took massive action. So that is something that is a big fallacy. And if we can create awareness around this topic, you can start to see these thinking patterns in yourself and in your own mind. Catch yourself when you are thinking simply about the ideas, when you're simply thinking only about how your life could be like if you were accomplished X, Y, and Z. Now, this is also something that Mark Manson talks about in his book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which, by the way, is a very, very good book. I really recommend it to you. You will get a lot of value out of it. I'll link to it in the description if you want to check that out. But he said that in his book, he said that most people, they simply live totally in their head. They are totally consumed by their ideas and the vision that they have of themselves somewhere in the future, how their life will be like. And because they get rewarded, because they get these feel-good hormones, because of that vision that they have of themselves in the future, they won't take any action. Because usually when you start to take action, so let's say you want to become a musician, all right, let's take this example. You want to become a musician. Now, when you decide like, hey, I want to become a musician, before that, you have already envisioned it for yourself. Very likely, you've already envisioned yourself being a successful rock star or a successful rapper. You already imagined how your life will be like if you have many fans, if you earn a lot of money with it, if you're very successful, people play your songs on the radio. That's probably the image that most people have in that case. Prior to making the decision, all right, from now on, I will become this musician. All right, this is something that happens prior to that. But then they may be starting to record their first song. And then what happens is their first song is not as good as they hoped it was, or not as good as they thought it was. And this is for most people who are starting out with a goal. This is the case. Most people are not good enough yet when they are starting on working on their goals. So if you are then confronted with the fact that, hey, I'm not a successful musician at all, I'm not as good as I thought I would be, this is so harsh for most people that they rather live in their head, they rather live this fantasy of who they potentially could be in the future if, compared to start working on it right now, taking massive action, improving themselves massively, making sure they grow, making sure their songs get better, their voice get better, they have better people around them, better producers, whatever. They rather live in their head because that is, they can simply feel good, get the feel good hormones by only living in their head and only living this fantasy life, compared to actually grinding, actually working hard to make this a reality. This is so big, guys. This is really something, don't underestimate this. This is really something that a lot of people suffer from. They live in their head because the reality is simply too harsh. It is simply something that involves too much energy, too much time, too much money maybe as an investment, or too many resources, that most people will drop their goals and drop their ambitions and leave on to live a mediocre life. Now, of course, this is something, if you're watching this, if you made it all the way through at this point of the video, something that you don't want. And if you don't want this, then the first thing that we need to do is create awareness around this topic. We really need to catch ourselves when we are only living in our head, so to say, and not following that up by taking massive action. And really, massive action is the number one cure-all for all your fears that you have right now. If you maybe lack confidence, if you are not feeling good about the place you are currently at in your life, the only thing that will get you out of that and will get you to the next level, silence your fears and silence your low self-esteem maybe, is taking massive action. That is really the cure-all. That is really the only thing. If you will take massive action, if you are taking massive action, you will suddenly notice that you feel completely different. you notice that you get more confidence, that you get momentum going behind you, and that you're really making progress towards your goals. And eventually, over time, you will start to see results. You will start to see that, if we take the musician example again, you will start to see that some of your songs are being noticed. And if you want to know more about this, you can ask Dion, because this is exactly the case for Dion. Dion's songs are being noticed right now at this very moment. And that is something that is only because he took massive action instead of just simply living in his head, living this fantasy of how his life could be if he ever were to be a successful musician. No, that's not what he does. He takes massive action. He is working all day. He's working on his goal. He's writing better songs. He's getting better producers. He's doing everything that he can in order to make it a reality. And yes, that involves time. Yes, it involves energy. It involves effort. It involves like the mental energy that it requires. But this is so worth it, because eventually you don't want to live this fantasy, but you want to make your dreams and your ideal life, you want to make it a reality, not just a fantasy, so to say. So if you really want this, if you want to get more out of life, if you don't want to drop your goals, but if you want to make more progress, action is really the only thing that will work. Not more ideas, not more and more detailed plans, not more books. I mean, of course, you can still read more books and follow more courses, but not as an excuse to postpone massive action. Like, you can get valuable lessons out of a book and valuable lessons out of a course, but then apply that immediately. That is when it has most effect. So it's all about action. That is really the point that I'm trying to make in this video. Take massive action. So an action point after this video is done for you: don't postpone any more action. What is your goal? What do you want to achieve? What is that dream that you want to make a reality? Start to work on that after this video is done for at least half an hour. It's just half an hour, just 30 minutes of your day, but start to do it and see what kind of results you can get. And leave a message behind in the comment section on what you did, what you worked on, and how that felt for you. How did you feel afterwards, after actually putting in the effort? So that was it for this video, and I hope you find it valuable. Don't forget to like it and to subscribe to the channel.